USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In the Superior Court of Glynn County, State of Georgia. State of Georgia versus Travis McMichael. Count one, malice murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty.
Jurors in Brunswick, Georgia, found Travis McMichael and his father, Greg McMichael, guilty on nearly all counts, including felony murder, surrounding the February 2020 shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery. McMichael's neighbor, William Bryan, was also found guilty of felony murder. 7 hours after being named Sweden's first female prime minister, Magdalena Andersson resigned Wednesday after suffering a budget defeat in parliament, and her coalition partner, the Greens, left the two-party minority government. The government's own budget proposal was rejected in favor of right-leaning the Sweden Democrats. The final vote was 154 to 143. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family from all of us here at USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined
at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.